Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Build, Borrow, or Buy: Solving the Growth Dilemma by Lawrence Capron and Will Mitchell is a management and strategy book focused on corporate growth decisions. Published by Harvard Business Review Press, it examines how firms should expand not only through internal development, but also through alliances, partnerships, licensing, and acquisitions. Its central purpose is to help executives move beyond a narrow preference for organic growth, or M&A, and instead evaluate growth as a resource acquisition problem. The book argues that companies often fail because they choose the wrong path for obtaining needed capabilities, even when they execute well. Rather than treating growth as a single strategy, it offers a framework for deciding when to build capabilities internally, borrow them through collaboration, or buy them through acquisition. The result is a practical, research-based guide for leaders who must align strategy, resources, and timing when pursuing expansion. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, growth should be treated as a resource acquisition decision. The book's core contribution is its reframing of corporate growth. Capron and Mitchell argue that the central question is not simply how to grow faster, but how to obtain the resources and capabilities required for a particular opportunity. That shift matters because many organizations already know how to execute, yet still fail when the chosen growth path does not match the strategic problem. By treating growth as a resource acquisition issue, the authors move attention away from generic expansion and toward the specific means of obtaining knowledge, technology, market access, or scale. This perspective is useful because it explains why a firm may succeed with one initiative and fail with another, even when management quality appears strong. It also reduces the tendency to overvalue internal development by default. The book shows that strategic growth decisions should begin with the nature of the required resource, the urgency of the need, and the organization's ability to obtain it efficiently through one of several pathways. Secondly, the build, borrow, buy framework offers three distinct growth pathways. The book is organized around three choices: build, borrow, or buy. Build refers to developing a capability internally through hiring, learning, and investment. Borrow refers to accessing resources through alliances, partnerships, licensing, or other forms of cooperation without full ownership. Buy refers to acquiring the capability through mergers or acquisitions. The value of the framework is that it makes managers compare alternatives rather than assume one preferred route. Each pathway has trade-offs in cost, speed, control, and integration difficulty. Building may preserve control but can be slow and uncertain. Borrowing can be flexible and reduce capital commitment, but it depends on coordination and trust. Buying can provide immediate access to assets and scale, but it introduces integration risk and may destroy value if the target is poorly matched. The framework is practical because it pushes leaders to match the method of growth to the strategic need instead of treating alliances and acquisitions as separate, disconnected activities. Thirdly, execution alone cannot solve the implementation trap. A major message of the book is that many firms get trapped in an implementation mindset. When growth efforts stall, leaders often respond by intensifying execution rather than questioning whether they chose the wrong path in the first place. Capron and Mitchell call attention to this problem by showing that better effort cannot always compensate for a mistaken strategic choice. If a company needs a capability quickly and cannot build it in time, then executing the build strategy harder may simply waste resources. Likewise, if an opportunity requires deep control or a complete set of assets, borrowing may be inadequate even if the partnership is managed well. This idea is important because it challenges a common management habit treating underperformance as proof that the team needs more discipline. The book instead suggests that repeated failure may signal a mismatch between the growth mechanism and the opportunity. In that sense, the implementation trap is not a problem of effort alone, but of strategic fit between resource need and resource pathway. Fourthly, strategic fit depends on timing, control, and integration needs. The book emphasizes that no growth method is universally best. The right choice depends on contextual factors such as urgency, uncertainty, ownership requirements, and the degree of integration needed. Internal development is often most suitable when the capability is distinctive, when the organization can afford to wait, and when control over learning matters. Borrowing through alliances or partnerships can be effective when a firm needs access to complementary resources but does not need full ownership. Buying is often attractive when speed is critical, when assets are available in the market, or when strategic control and integration are essential. The author's framework therefore helps managers ask more precise questions before committing capital. Instead of debating growth in the abstract, leaders are encouraged to examine the opportunity itself and the resource conditions around it. This makes the book especially relevant for industries where technology shifts, platform competition, and globalization constantly change the best route to expansion. Its practical value lies in showing that strategic fit is dynamic, not fixed. Lastly, The book links corporate development, alliances, and M&A into one decision process. A distinctive strength of the book is that it brings together areas that are often managed separately. In many organizations, internal development, partnerships, and acquisitions sit in different departments and are evaluated with different logics. Kepern and Mitchell argue that this fragmentation can weaken growth strategy because it prevents leaders from comparing all available options on equal terms. Their approach encourages a common decision process for corporate development activities, with shared standards for evaluating whether to build, borrow, or buy. This integration matters because firms often miss opportunities when alliance teams, acquisition teams, and product or business leaders are not aligned. The book, therefore, has operational as well as strategic implications. It implies that organizations should coordinate these functions more closely and judge them against the same growth objective. By doing so, firms can better match resource sourcing to strategy and avoid siloed decisions that create misalignment. That combination of strategic reasoning and organizational design is one reason the book is useful to senior executives rather than only strategy specialists. In conclusion, this book is best suited for senior executives, corporate development leaders, strategy professionals, MBA readers, and anyone responsible for deciding how an organization should expand. It is especially valuable for readers who need a structured way to compare internal development, partnerships, and acquisitions instead of defaulting to one favored method. The practical benefit is clear. It provides a disciplined lens for evaluating how capabilities should be obtained, what trade-offs each option creates, and where growth efforts can fail even when execution is strong. Intellectually, it stands out because it does not treat growth as a generic ambition. It treats growth as a decision about resource pathways, which makes the analysis more concrete and more actionable than many strategy books. Compared with broader books on corporate strategy or M&A, it is unusually focused on the choice among build, borrow, and buy. And it connects that choice to real organizational alignment. That narrow but powerful framework is what gives the book its lasting relevance in the growth and corporate development category. If you would like to support Lawrence Kepern, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.